Chester's D Radio Sport with Liverpool FC. Save up to 60% off in the Liverpool FC store Spring Mega Sale. On now in store on Northgate Street, Chester.
Time now for our weekly catch-up with Chester FC's women's team, and this week it's the boss, Martin Fitzsimons. Hi to you, Martin, how are you doing?
Hi Steve, I'm very well, thank you, how are you?
We're fine, thank you, fine. So unfortunately you didn't play last week at that game against Hindley Junior Women over there in Wigan, cancelled I believe due to a waterlogged pitch.
Yes, yeah, I think it's a combination of the past couple of weeks sort of built into one, obviously with the snow and the rain and everything that's just happened over the past few weeks. It's unfortunately grass pitches around this time of the year, it's always going to be hit and miss, but no, it was frustrating for us. Obviously our girls are in good form at the minute and ultimately all they want to do is play football, so a little bit of frustration from our side, but it's just one of those things, it can't be helped really.
No, I mean, does it help to a certain degree in terms of if you've got like players who've got some niggles and injuries, I mean, having the extra time, does it help or does it make things worse?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a double-ended sword really, because you've got those that are, do have niggles, which obviously it's good to get them a rest. Our captain, Katie Priest, has had a hamstring issue for a couple of weeks, nothing too major, but we've been managing her training schedule and through games almost at times, so it's been good to get her a little bit of a rest. But other than that, it's been quite frustrating for the rest of them, and probably stop starting and things like that, it's not helped them.
Yeah, it doesn't help with form, I suppose, getting a run of games together. Well, you're still fourth. You're still fourth in Division 1 South, but you've only played about sort of 13 games compared to other teams around you who've played three or four more. So you've got a lot of catching up to do, haven't you, towards the end of the season?
Yeah, we do, to be fair. Although, in terms of form and our league standing, it potentially might be a little bit of a false position for us. Obviously, we're hoping to win the rest of our games, so hopefully we'll be able to shoot up that league and we'll make sure that we're in and around the same area as last year.
And last year, where were you last year?
We finished second last year.
Okay.
So hopefully, realistically now, it's unlikely that we'll win the league from our position with the type of season we've had for numerous reasons. But we're hopeful we can, you know, finish at the top end definitely, and prepare ourselves ready for next season.
And tomorrow you're away, or you're home tomorrow against the Withenshaw Amateurs Women. Is that Helsby tomorrow?
Yeah.
Helsby, is it? Or in Chester?
Is it the King George's?
Oh, okay, so you're at King George's, you're back in Chester, that's brilliant, okay.
Yeah.
Over there
at
Blaken. Yeah, that's tomorrow, 2 o'clock tomorrow. So what do you know about Withenshaw?
We know that they beat us when we last played them. So
what was the score?
They will no doubt be itching to put that right. They managed to beat us 3-2 with almost the last kick of the game.
Oh, right, so quite close then.
Yeah, it was to be honest. I mean, it was in our little bit of a patch of the season where we probably weren't getting the performances we wanted and were capable of. So it was a frustrating game from our point of view. And it was 2-2, and then we were changed a few things, looking to go forward and grab ourselves a goal, but obviously we then got done on the counter attack, which didn't help things. So yeah, we'll be looking to obviously put that result straight and get a performance first and foremost that we'll put the record straight, and then hopefully we'll come out with the win to match that as well.
Excellent. Well, best of luck tomorrow. And you can choose from a full side, have you? You got some, apart from, is your captain injured still, or is she ready to go as well?
It's looking more like she's going to miss out this weekend, just to give her that little bit extra time to recover. But we've got Rachel Lloyd back now. She was out with concussion.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
She came back, I think, the week before last against Alder. We managed to get about 20 minutes, half an hour under her belt again, so she's coming back strong. And yeah, Louise Harding, she's had a couple of niggles, she's looking back fit, so from an injury point of view, we're getting back to full strength and everybody fit and healthy and ready to go, so yeah, we're looking good at the minute.
The right time of the season as well, isn't it? It's going to the end of the season, and to have a full squad is fantastic, isn't it, really?
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Mm. Good. Okay, Martin, listen, all the best tomorrow, and catch you next week, or somebody else from the team next week, and all the very best for tomorrow against Worthingshaw Amateurs.
Chester's D Radio Sports with Liverpool FC. Save up to 60% off in the Liverpool FC Store Spring Mega Sale. On now in store on Northgate Street, Chester.